upon discharge. He seemed a galvanizing apparatus, too, charged with a grim mechanical substitute for the tender young imaginations that were to be stormed away.
"Girl number 20,"
said Mr. Gradgrind, squarely pointing with his square forefinger.
"I don't know that girl. Who is that girl?"
"Sissy Jupe, sir,"
explained number 20, blushing, standing up and curtsying.
"Sissy is not a name," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Don't call yourself Sissy. Call yourself Cecilia."
"Which father has called me Sissy, sir?"
returned the young girl in a trembling voice, and with another curtsy.
"Then he has no business to do it," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Tell him he mustn't. Cecilia Jupe. Let me see. What is your father?"
"He belongs to the horse-riding, if you please, sir."
Mr. Gradgrind frowned, and waved off the objectionable calling with his hand.
"We don't want to know anything about that here. You mustn't tell us about that here. Your father breaks horses, don't he?"
"If you please, sir, when they can get any to break, they do break horses in the ring, sir."
"You mustn't tell us about the ring here. Very well, then. Describe your father as a horse-breaker. He doctors sick horses, I dare say."
"Oh, yes, sir."
"Very well, then. He is a veterinary surgeon, a farrier, and horse-breaker. Give me your definition of a horse."
Sissy Jupe, thrown into the greatest alarm by this demand.
"Girl number 20.